The former Glamour model, Kitty Price, says she has considered hiring a prostitute for her disabled son when he turns 18. Harvey, who is now 15, suffers with multiple disabilities, including autism and partial sight. Kitty was a guest on ITV's Loose Women when she talked about this. Here's what she said.
Well, as you know, my son's got autism, and obviously he's 15, and naturally at 15 you go through puberty, and it's natural to, like, experiment with yourself kind of thing. And we sort of joke, but because what I read about what you said as well, because you're high-function autism, as they would say, isn't it? And Harvey's the different end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it fair for him to experience it? And then Kieran joked and said, oh, should we get a prostitute when he's, like, 18th birthday? Mm. And I'm like, well, it's my little Harvey, and he hasn't got a clue about that side, but then do you bring it on or... So, I don't know, it's a situation. What do you do? Do I leave it? Do I let him experience it?
Well, what do you think? 03030 80 55 55. The journalist Dr. Tuppy Owens is with us this morning. The commentator Emma Wolfe. Tuppy, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, Emma? Let's start with you. Should she hire a prostitute for her son when he gets to 18?
Well, I think she raises a really interesting issue because I think that people with disabilities of all ranges have emotional, sexual, physical needs, as well as, you know, we often focus on their medical needs or their, or, you know, the physical problems, limitations. And I think that Katie Price raises an important point about the fact that young people with disabilities will have urges and, you know, desires and all of that stuff, just like other teenagers. But my concern is really that that people don't go through these things at the same age as everyone else. And I'm worried sex isn't just a physical thing. We all know how emotionally involved you can get. And I'm just worried about the notion of hiring a sex worker and, you know, and all the complications and potential confusion that will cause in someone who has other disabilities. And I don't think it's quite as straightforward as Katie Price makes out. That's all.
Tuppy?
Well, I've often told people that sex workers can be teachers. So they teach them how to enjoy their own bodies and where the places are that actually feel best to be touched or licked or whatever, and how to please a partner. So it actually prepares them for maybe in the future finding a partner and having a much an enlightened experience with them. So I think as long as that things are explained, it's a very good idea, actually, for a young man to have this experience.
I agree from the perspective of someone who is safe and kind and is sort of guiding and instructing in that way, in what can potentially be a really difficult first experience for anyone, let alone someone with other disabilities. But my worry is that it's even more emotionally confusing. I don't think any encounter with a sex worker or a prostitute, whatever you want to call them, is going to be... It could be even more confusing.
But how emotionally confusing will it be for him not to have sex?
Exactly.
Well, there's no rule that he can't have sex at all. I'm just saying that how do you process that? How do you understand that someone's been paid to be with you in an incredibly intimate way that raises all sorts of emotions? We get attached to people that we have sex with.
No, you call her a teacher, you see, and that makes, I think they'd understand that. And then it changes everything. This woman is going to come and teach you. Mind you, he might be gay, but they haven't worked that one out. It's teach you, you know, to enjoy yourself. And
what if he falls in love with her? I mean, we do when we sleep with people, we fall in love with them. That's the problem.
Well, we get crushes on all sorts of people we can't have. I think that's a very poor reason not to do it. I mean, if he obviously isn't happy, then tell the woman, if he's not looking happy, then to stop.
But couldn't we aspire to slightly better standards? Couldn't we aspire to Harvey, Katie Price's standards? Well, hold on.
I don't think it's a low standard. I think it's a very...
No, couldn't we aspire that this young man and other women, and men and women, the other young men and women, could have relationships like everyone else does?
But obviously the mother thought that that wasn't happening. He wasn't forming friendships and relationships, and he was sexually frustrated.
That's I mean, I think she's talking about in the future because he's 15, yeah, he's 15 at the moment. Would you also advocate the same for young women with disabilities? Would you hire a sex worker for them?
I mean, a lot of disabled women have said they'd love to have somebody that understood how and help them, you know, with their bodies. And because I think a lot of them have found out that they've got had useless lovers in the past. And so, no, that's there's quite a few women. I mean, I run this website called TLC, which is specially for this. And when the women want to see us somebody, I tell them to ring me so I can make sure, absolutely sure, that they're safe and happy.
The other thing that's
a lot of women.
The other thing that's happening here, of course, that we should speak about is that, you know, the use of a woman or indeed a man to provide sex without love, without a relationship, they're selling their body.
And.
What do you mean?
But Stephen, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, why can't we aspire to the young people of with disabilities or without having loving, fully physical sexual relationships?
They can do one
with emotions.
That's what
No, a sex worker doesn't provide a relationship.
No, it doesn't.
A sex worker provides
a stepping stone to one.
You don't start with. I mean, why should they? Why should Harvey, for example, have different treatment to anyone else? Why can't he have? Why can't he date girls?
Yes, I suppose he will be able to have dates, perhaps. But the mother thinks that he isn't at that stage. Well, he isn't sociable. I guess. I mean, otherwise she wouldn't have worried. If he'd got girlfriends already, she wouldn't be worrying, would she?
I just feel like hiring a prostitute for someone is treating them as though they're in some way, you know, dysfunctional, as though they're in some way not able to have fully rounded relationships like everyone else and emotions and sex.
As a matter of fact, lots of young men are treated by their dads all over the world.
Yeah, I think that goes back centuries.
The
initiation process.
It also depends on what he wants, doesn't it?
Of course, yes, of course.
That's the first stage. What does he want? And then the next stage, should it be happening at all? Okay, interesting stuff. Emma and Tuppy, thank you very much.